USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump arriving in Tokyo, beginning a multi-day visit to Japan. At the U.S. ambassador's residence, the president acknowledged the sale of U.S. weapons to the country.
Japan is ordering a great deal of military equipment. We make the best equipment in the world, the best jets, the best missiles, the best rockets, the best everything. So Japan is doing very large orders, and we appreciate that. And we think it's probably appropriate right now with everything that's going on.
The family of an illegal alien who was killed near the Texas border is suing the U.S. Border Patrol for $100 million. The illegal alien was killed by a U.S. Border Patrol agent after she crossed into the United States illegally. The wrongful death suit says that the woman was unarmed and not a threat and did not flee, while the Border Patrol agent who fired his gun says the group rushed him when he responded to the activity. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The FDA is telling the food industry to make expiration dates more understandable. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The agency says the aim is to help Americans waste less food. The FDA issuing a letter to the food industry supporting a growing trend to put date labels that read best if used by on almost all foods, with some exceptions, like fresh meats and fish would have to have hard, fast expiration dates. The FDA is also reminding people that otherwise, most foods are perfectly safe to eat after the date on the labels, even if the food may have lost some of its flavor. The Agriculture Department estimates about 30% of food in this country goes to waste on store shelves and in people's homes at a cost of about $160 billion a year.
And if you have a road trip planned this Memorial Day weekend, you'll be paying a little bit less at the pump. The average price for a gallon of gasoline is down about 10 cents from last year. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The college admission scandal is clear evidence that parents are placing too much emphasis on early success of their kids. Many parents are pushing their kids, and kids, in fact, that aren't able to have real-life experiences on their own. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Rich Carlgaard. He's publisher of Forbes magazine and author of a new book titled Late Bloomers, The Power of Patience in a World Obsessed with Early Achievement. And one of the things I asked him was the difference between laziness and someone who's a late bloomer.
Well, a late bloomer is somebody who really comes into their own. They have an unconventional path of discovery, and along what they're trying to discover, or what they accidentally discover, is that intersection of their gifts, their passions, and their purpose. They may look like they're lazy, because they're probably underachieving according to their potential up until the moment they do, and often it's later, and often it's in unexpected ways. And that's what happened to me. Was I lazy at 25 when I could hold a job no more responsible than dishwasher, temporary typist, and security guard? Maybe I was, but I don't really think so looking back. In fact, beating myself up that I was lazy was probably the wrong thing to do. I simply wasn't ready to bloom. And when I bloomed rather rapidly.
Carlgaard also believes that economic fear is driving people as well at an early age. Please remember to check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.